We've seen that Patmos, which is a place of great grief and loss and exile, can also be a place of extraordinary courage, devotion, and revelation. The 17th century Spanish writer Cervantes warned, "He who loses wealth loses much. He who loses a friend loses more. But he that loses his courage loses all." That's what the enemy's really been angling for during Patmos times. He knows full well that loss of courage paralyzes faith and initiative. Now, nothing of eternal worth is accomplished without courage, and people who are on the front line for the Lord really do need it because they experience serious hostility. Wicked angels, demonic powers in other words, are constantly on the lookout to stir up trouble against them. And though these entities may not have physical bodies, they're by no means lacking in intelligence. You must have seen those Second World War movies in which courageous airmen fly straight into the flak that's pouring up towards them. It took enormous courage to keep going. And it takes courage for us when the enemy tries to lure us into subliminal subconscious pacts. Something along the lines of, "You stop troubling me and I'll stop troubling you. Just hold back a bit. Do a bit less. Bit less prayer, bit less willingness to reach out to people, less, less." That's his intention. He doesn't spell it out quite as crudely as that, of course, because we'd realise what he was up to and oppose it. But that's what he's angling for, and that's what's going on at a subliminal level, which after all is the level that fuels most of our actions. Remember, the Lord is the one who redeems all our lives, including our subconscious, which is a vast repository of every experience we've ever had, and which records every emotional reaction we've had to those experiences. May the Lord fill the depths of our subconscious hearts, that it be a wellspring of inspiration rather than a sink of faith-sapping suffering. It's right to ask the Lord to come into these depths, lest the devil press certain buttons to goad us into responding in ways that are not the ways of faith and love. It's all about being friends with Jesus, and friends to people in need.